We're doing man's work here. Fighting for the species as our forebears did. Building. Competing. Striving. Trailblazing. The maverick spirit is alive and well. Reality starts here. Victory starts here. Tyranny dies here. Freedom grows here. You have the power in your hands right now before we cover all this incredible, game-changing, over-the-horizon information to share the live feeds now at rumble.com/The Alex Jones Show Live, the coordinates of victory, and Real Alex Jones on X at AJN Live, and more. AlexJonesLive.com, our news site with the feeds, video, audio, article, special reports, government documents, think tank reports, and more.
AlexJonesLive.com, because there is a war on for your mind.
Ladies and gentlemen, there's a good chance the Russians killed Lindsey Graham. It all lines up. We're about to break it down right now. Share the live feeds now. It's Sunday.
AlexJonesLive.com. Tomorrow's news today.
Share the real Alex Jones live feed now at AlexJonesLive.com. And Real Alex Jones on the next, as well as Rumble.com/The Alex Jones Show Live.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
It is Sunday, July 12th, 2026. I'm your host, Alex Jones, coming to you from the Alex Jones Network. Simulcasting on hundreds of radio stations, TV, and the internet at alexjoneslive.com. Share those live feeds now. All right, ladies and gentlemen. We're told that Lindsey Graham died last night, but there's no footage of him, an ambulance like we have with everybody else, Mitch McConnell, you name it, Hillary Clinton. No. We're told he died suddenly of cardiac arrest, but he was in Ukraine Friday, and we confirmed Saturday morning that he visited a secret Ukrainian drone factory, and they released photos of that yesterday morning. And the Russians hit that factory and a bunch of others. And now we're told that he died suddenly. This is something that our government does, a lot of governments do it, where when troops or others get killed in a war, a lot of times they won't even announce to the public and they'll say they died some other way. We're going to be looking at this today. And then we're also going to look at his history at being at the very heart of all of these illegal wars. Previously, he was the mini-me of the main Darth Vader character, one of the chief neocons, Senator John McCain. But since he died, he has been the main progenitor and has been the one really pushing, along with Netanyahu, Trump into all of this. So, overhead shot. I'll just show him here with the paper. Did Russia just eliminate warmonger Lindsey Graham in Kiev? The U.S. senator who famously called killing Russians the best investment we ever made has died at 71 following a sudden illness right after his trip to Ukraine. The 48-hour death timeline is too wild to ignore. Graham meets Zelensky and tours the hidden drone manufacturing facility in Kiev. Hours later, the Russian Ministry of Defense launches a devastating missile attack, completely obliterating that exact factory. Simultaneously, Russian precision missiles leveled a high profile hotel in Kiev, packed with top NATO commanders, where Graham was reportedly staying. Graham instantly dies suddenly right after returning home. He wanted to bring hellish sanctions to Russia, but it looks like he went straight to hell instead, writes Russian News. Did a Russian strike catch him in a drone factory or the NATO hotel, or did someone in Washington send him there knowing the missiles were coming? Very powerful information. Here he is, posing with one of the suicide drones. And here he is touring the factory. Russia, back on May 25th, told the U.S. and NATO countries, get all of your diplomats and leaders out of Ukraine. We're going to start hitting government buildings and targeting their hotels. We know that's now happened. The question is, was Graham in there? We'll also review his incredible statements. A lover of death, a lover of the sword, dying by the sword, straight ahead. Share the live feeds now.
Do not help fund the resistance. You sit comfortably. You consume. You watch. You wait for others to fight the battle for you. The dark side has you firmly in its grasp. Every day, you remain on the sidelines. My power grows stronger. Continue believing someone else will save the galaxy. It pleases me greatly.
Real time, uncensored, unstoppable. AlexJonesLive.com. Take a stand. Share the link.
Do you want to fight? You better believe you got one!
Nothing can stop me. The force lies within.
There is no escape from what you are becoming. Lay down your weapon or be destroyed.
It's Sunday, the 12th day of July, 2026. It's an emergency transmission. Share feeds now.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us on this live global transmission. It is 4:06 Central Standard Time, 5:06 Eastern, 3:06 Mountain, 2:06 Pacific. Everything lines up that Lindsey Graham was killed yesterday in Ukraine. He was there. They blow up the hotel he was reportedly with NATO staying at. It appears right after, we know they blew it up right after, a few hours after he left a secret drone factory, and then he began to post and tweet videos and photos of himself at it. And then the Russians blow it up with hundreds of missiles that came in, that and other targets, and then hit the hotel. This comes after the Russians threatened more Kiev strikes back in May and told all U.S. diplomats and personnel, get out of the major cities. Do not go into any government buildings or hotels. We are going to start killing everyone in them. Russia threatens more Kiev airstrikes and tells foreign nationals to leave, particularly warning U.S. diplomatic corps to leave. Here's the headline out of RT. This happened yesterday. Russia hits Kiev drone manufacturing plant and other targets like the main NATO hotel. There you go. So, Russia news has this to say. Did Russia just eliminate warmonger Lindsey Graham in Kiev? The U.S. senator who famously called, we'll play the clips coming up, killing Russians the best investment we ever made, close quote, has died at 70 following a sudden illness, close quote, right after his trip to Ukraine. There's no evidence of him in an ambulance, at the hospital, any of this. And it may be true, but this all points towards this. I'd say this is a probability. He was killed by the Russians. The 48-hour death timeline is too wild to ignore. Number one, Graham meets Zelensky and tours a hidden drone manufacturing facility in Kiev. Hours later, the Russian Ministry of Defense launches a devastating missile attack, completely obliterating that exact factory. Three, simultaneously, Russian precision missiles a little bit later leveled a high-profile hotel in Kiev packed with top NATO commanders where Graham was reportedly staying. Four, Graham instantly dies suddenly right after returning home. He wanted to bring hellish sanctions, close quote, to Russia, but it looks like he went straight to hell. The Russians right. Did a Russian strike catch him in the drone factory or NATO hotel, or did someone in Washington send him there knowing the missiles were coming? And again, to be clear, they hit the factory hours after he was reportedly in it, but at the same time hit the hotel. So this is serious, folks. And here's photos of him, last photos, posing with the suicide drones they make there, some of the other suicide drones. He's touring that area. Mike Adams, Health Ranger, writes, there is a non-zero chance that Senator Lindsey Graham was actually blown up in a Russian missile strike on Ukrainian weapons factory. The sudden illness may have simply been the cover story to avoid admitting the truth and creating an international incident. Senator Lindsey Graham getting blown up in a weapons factory would be God's way of having the last laugh, no doubt. The irony is truly cosmic. There probably wasn't enough left of him to try to fake like he was still alive and then seem to be doing with Mitch McConnell. Weakened at Bernie's, after all, still needs limbs attached to pull off the puppetry. Senator Lindsey Graham will be missed by no one, he wrote. We will continue to track that, obviously. We have the last speech he gave and the last interview where he gives us a good idea what the neocons and the warmongers and the Israel firsters want to do in Iran and Ukraine. We're going to be getting to all of that. And I'll be digging more into this. But you need to understand, and we're going to get into this today, but we're going to do it more tomorrow, because I've already sent the crew more than 50 clips of Graham admitting in Congress that, yes, we fund ISIS in Syria because they're fighting Assad a few years ago. And it came out in the hearings last year in Doge that he was the main bagman with billions through USAID to the State Department that he was getting earmarked at the Senate to Al-Qaeda, ISIS, the Taliban, you name it, literally running them. And that goes back to McCain and all. You just type in McCain meets with leaders of Al-Qaeda in Syria. It just goes on and on and on. And these guys were so happy 2 years ago, right before Trump got back in, when they overthrew Assad after 16 years of trying, using the leader of Al-Qaeda and using a bunch of money from Israel and Turkey. And then now they've exterminated a bunch of the Christians, and it's just hell on earth. And we're told, well, he used to be Al-Qaeda's leader, but now he's a good guy. So we're told, attack all these countries and overthrow all these people that aren't Al-Qaeda or ISIS by Graham, and then meanwhile, he and his ilk are funding them, just like Israel created Hamas, doubled their funding right before October 7th, and then stood down. Doesn't mean Hamas is good. What is Israel doing funding them? So this is what Lindsey Graham has been famous for. And this morning, I got up and learned this news, and I shot a quick report, and I simply said that this is the guy that's been pushing us into so many of these illegal wars. This is a guy that licks his lips and says, man, I'm going to sleep great tonight. We're killing a bunch of people in Iran, a bunch of people in Russia. And then does that weird thing where he would stick his tongue out and open his mouth up like some type of demonic It the Clown meets a shark. And I said, live by the sword, die by the sword. This guy was a warmonger and a war criminal, in my view. And that death's the great equalizer. Now he has to face God. And a minority of neocon war worshipers that were all former never-Trumpers when he was anti-war in his first administration attacked me as speaking ill of the dead. This is a guy, when they kill men, women, and children, celebrates it. So Lindsey Graham is a dirtbag, just like Dick Cheney and all the rest of them that the Trump MAGA movement had rejected. And that's why a lot of well-meaning liberals that had some soul came over and voted for him, and that's why Trump is in so much trouble in the poll numbers. So it'll take days to go over this. Today I'm going to go over his record of being an absolute war criminal, warmonger who relished death and destruction. It's one thing even if you're pushing death and destruction and doing it. Obama did a bunch of it too with drones, kill a whole wedding, 200 people just to get one guy, they claim. But it's another thing to just openly say you enjoy it and you love it and it's great, which Obama did a few times too. I'm really good at killing people. One, you know, two words, predator drones. And even Trump, you know, told Netanyahu and them, stop blowing up whole apartment buildings or whole neighborhoods to get one person. And he told Graham that, and Trump went on Fox today and said, well, Graham wanted the wars to continue, but I don't want the Iran war and the Ukraine war to continue. But Graham has been key in the Senate, ensuring that they've all stayed fully behind all this. So I don't ever wish anybody to die. I'm not celebrating his death. They'll just try to bring in some new horrible person. But at the same time, I'm not going to sit here when a tyrant and a corrupt demon dies that in his off time spends 3 days alone at Disney World a few months ago, following little girls and boys around with a bubble wand in his hand. I mean, this guy was a compromised, blackmailed weirdo. But there is a very good chance that, I mean, boom, he yesterday morning he's in the drone factory. Then he starts doing interviews. He reportedly staying at this hotel that gets blown up. And now he comes back and died suddenly. That's it. He's dead. We need to investigate this. We need to look into this. I'm not saying 100% the Russians killed him, but it has to be looked at in detail. There is Lindsey Graham with the bubble wand. We also have the videos of him following small children around, a complete lunatic. What 71-year-old man, he was 70 at the time, now 71, goes there for 3 days and it was seen everywhere following children around while he's a giant foaming at the mouth warmonger. Very bizarre. We'll get more into did Russia kill him. Well, Russia said they're getting ready to start doing that and we're getting ready to start hitting NATO countries, starting with Poland, where the weapons are being produced and massed. And I think they mean it. People say, great, let's have a nuclear war. Yeah, let's all die. That's how insane all of this has gotten. Trump said he could end the Ukraine war in one day. Now he admits he couldn't, but he's sure been trying. So let's go through some of Graham's foaming at the mouth. And I found even more as the show started. That's why we'll continue into the broadcast and we'll have more tomorrow. And then all of Mike Benz's research and the Doge reports and Lindsey Graham being the bag man McCain before him and ongoing. Billions to the Taliban, billions to Al-Qaeda, billions to ISIS. While he says anybody that doesn't support total war is with Al-Qaeda and ISIS. When I have him in Congress admitting that he was funding ISIS. I have video of it. I'll play some tonight. So, montage of bloodthirsty, warmongering Lindsey Graham, who joked about killing innocent civilians and suggested Israel should nuke Gaza. America first is to kill people who wish us ill. I feel good about the Republican Party. We're killing all the right people. We're going to blow the hell out of these people. We're in a religious war. Level the place. I'm with Israel. I will be with Israel to our dying day. Hey, he said, I'm not worried about the hurricane devastating the Carolinas and things. He said, I only care about Israel. He actually said that. God bless Israel. We should move all of our stuff to Israel. It's funny that a few weeks ago, the Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Mike Huckabee, I said that right. He's the Israeli ambassador, not ours, said he'd rather live in Israel than the U.S. And again, I never even was anti-Israel. I'm anti Likudniks dragging us into war, telling Trump it would only last 4 days, saying there'd be an uprising when their own people said that there wouldn't be and advised them, and then trying to primary and run our government, and then everybody has to say, you're better than us, you're superior, you're the master of the universe, you know, you're going to rule the world. Huckabee said that to a group of college students there about a month ago. And on every one of our holidays, we owe everything to Israel. We wouldn't exist without Israel. What? I mean, it's just like these people are vehemently on another team, the blue-white team. And doesn't mean I'm on the Islamic team. Doesn't mean I'm on the Nazi team either. I'm not on the CHICOM team. I don't want any of these foreign governments running us. I am sick of this. But on Israel, it's supposedly okay. It's not okay. And the Defense Authorization Act merges the Israeli military with us, and they cone all our weapons. That's what Netanyahu says. We're weaning ourselves off of the weapons. He even said today, talking about Graham, he said, Graham always wanted to give me more money, but we don't need your money anymore. We have a new plan. Yeah, to co-own our weapons and say you contributed to them. It's unbelievable. So we've got all of that coming up. We've got his final statements, final speech, and final news interview. Very important what he has to say, because this guy was co-president with Netanyahu. When it comes to foreign policy, Trump is not really the full president. Netanyahu, so far, and Trump's even had to say that, I'm the boss, you know, you're not the president. Remember 2 weeks ago, Netanyahu said, I'm coming next week. And Trump said, I haven't set that up yet. Remember, I'm the boss, he said on Truth Social, and didn't meet with him. Then Trump went to Turkey for the NATO summit and snubbed Netanyahu. And he's criticizing, saying, you'd be in prison without me. Everybody hates Israel now because of you. You were wrong about this war. Stop messing up the ceasefires. Doesn't mean we like the mullahs, but the point is they're not going to fall anytime soon. The strait's staying closed. We bit off more than we could chew. Couldn't take Vietnam in over a decade. 7.6 million bombs. We hit these people with 40,000 bombs. Took Israel years to try to take full control of Gaza. Only got partial control. $30 billion in bombs. It's 140 square miles. Iran's 4,500 square miles. 90 million people. Gaza's 5 million. Couldn't take the Vietnamese in 12, 14 years. You can debate whether it really started in the 60s with advisors in 64 Gulf of Tonkin. 11 years if it started with Tonkin. Really started in 60. So in 15 years, we couldn't beat them. But in 11 of full on, we couldn't. That's what the Pentagon told Trump. All you guys are like, hey, why are you for the mullahs? The Pentagon said it ain't going to work. Got it? Like putting salt water in a gas tank. It ain't going to run the engine. Deepwater Horizon, BP said, stop dumping concrete in the hole. The engineer said it'll blow up if we hit a big gas pocket. That's what you're drilling for. They said, do it. It blew up. a day later. It's called math. All you warmongers need to learn about it. War is math. And then it's will. But you got to have the math first. The mass, the weapons. You have to know what you're targeting. You have to know what the agenda is. You have to know what's got to be done. Only way to beat Iran is to nuke every square inch of it, and then we're the pariah of the world. That's been war games. And Pakistan says they'll hit Israel with nukes. Think a few steps ahead, guys. I'm not talking to our main audience, but to the dumbos out there that I really am worried about. All right, so here's the first montage. We have the clips longer and other clips. Here is the famous war criminal who couldn't find his way out of a wet paper bag, couldn't find his ass with both hands, the single man, Lindsey Graham, lord of the candy asses, but he sure loves war, and now he is in wherever God sent him. Here it is.
America first is to kill people who wish us ill.
I feel good about the Republican Party. We're killing all the right people and we're cutting your taxes. We've run out of bombs. We didn't run out of bombs in World War II.
You just wait to see what comes in the next 2 weeks. We're going to blow the hell out of these people. We're in a religious war here. I am with Israel. Do whatever the hell you have to do to defend yourself. Level the place.
Why is it okay for America to drop two nuclear bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki to end their existential threat war? Why was it okay for us to do that? I thought it was okay. To Israel, do whatever you have to do to survive as a Jewish state.
Iran's going to have a choice in 2 to 3 weeks. You either do a deal where you get out of the business you were in, or we're going to blow your stuff up. Our friends in Israel are surrounded by people that want to kill them, destroy them, a second Holocaust in the making. What is the proportional response to people who want to kill you and your family? God. They're running out of ammunition in Israel. We have to help our friends. I go back to South Carolina. I'm asking them to send their sons and daughters over to the Mideast. To our friends in Israel, God bless you. I'm with you in every way. To all the anti-Semites, to all the isolationists, forget it. I'm not with you. I'm with Israel. I will be with Israel to our dying day. There's no better partner on the planet than Israel. God bless Israel. Right. We should move all our stuff to Israel. Thank you.
When you look at the last few years since October 7th, many people in this part of the world say what happened in Gaza does not align with Christian values. Killing children, killing mothers,
well, be honest
killing
with
families
you.
Yeah. Who are not militants.
Yeah, I don't buy that at all.
Why?
Because what did we do in World War II? Did we think 1 minute about starving the Germans? Did we bomb every city into to smithereens? So this
you
is a war.
No, October 7th to World War II.
Yes, I am. This is an absolute existential threat to the Jews.
Back it up 10 seconds. And that's why Israel founded Hamas in 79. That's why Netanyahu doubled their funding secretly. It all came out. That's Jerusalem Post, AP Reuters. By the way, 90% of the casualties in World War II were the Russians and the Germans. 26 million Russians, 24 million Germans. We lost hundreds of thousands of troops, including some of my dad's uncles. Both my grandfathers almost died in the Army Air Corps. It was serious for America, but that, with all the other allies, the French, the British, the Americans, the Australians, all of them that joined us, the Canadians, there's like 300,000 troops we lost. You can look it up. Compared to 50-something million on the other side. Okay? The Russians did it. The Russians took almost all of Germany. The Russians went into Berlin, and they had to literally lose millions of people to take Berlin. So he's like, oh, we can just... And now he wants to fight those people again that have nuclear weapons more than we do. That's a genius idea, rocket scientists. Back to the little warmonger.
America first is to kill people who wish us ill.
I feel good about the Republican Party. We're killing all the right people and we're cutting your taxes. We've run out of bombs. We didn't run out of bombs in World War II.
When you look at the last few years since October 7th, many people in this part of the world say what happened in Gaza does not align with Christian values. Killing children, killing mothers,
well, be honest
killing
with
families
you. Yeah.
Who are not militants.
Yeah, I don't buy that at all.
Why?
Because what did we do in World War II? Did we think 1 minute about starving the Germans? Did we bomb every city into to smithereens? So this
you
is a war.
No, October 7th to World War II.
Yes, I am. This is an absolute existential threat to the Jewish people.
Mm.
What happened on October the 7th was 1,200 people were slaughtered, raped, and murdered and filmed by radical Islamists.
And the Israelis stood down on record and admit they did 7.5 hours.
If you don't understand this is a threat to Israel,
and then they flattened Gaza.
Just flatten it. We flattened Berlin. We flattened Tokyo. Were we wrong to drop an atomic bomb to end the Japanese reign of terror? Were we? So my view, if I were Israel, I would have probably done it the same way. Without military victory, there is no hope of breaking radicalism. We flattened Germany. We flattened Japan.
That guy is absolutely demon-possessed. In all the Pentagon war games, RAND Corporation, all of it, you can look them up. They're public. Pakistan hits Israel and others with nukes. They've said they will. North Korea says they will. Russia is backstopping them. This is insanity. And now Israel's taking part of Lebanon, taking part of Syria, saying greater Israel. Now they want to fight Turkey, the biggest conventional military in Europe. Netanyahu said that last week on Fox News. This is insane. This is megalomania. Absolutely insane. Here is him talking to Zelensky, saying the Russians are dying. It's the best money we ever spent. Here it is.
Free or die.
Free or die.
Now you are free.
Yes.
And we will be.
And the Russians are dying.
It's the best money we've ever spent. Thank you so much.
No, it's...
So I just want to say I feel good about the Republican Party. I feel good about where we're going as a nation. We're killing all the right people and we're cutting your taxes. Trump is my favorite president. We've run out of bombs. We didn't run out of bombs in World War II.
Coming up after the break, I have the revisionist all over the news, all over ABC News, NBC, Fox News. Oh, he was actually a man of peace. He was anti-war. He was Jesus. Here's 19. Lindsey Graham, if we pull the plug on Israel, God will pull the plug on us. Well, God just pulled the plug on Lindsey Graham today by his measurements. Here it is.
Our friends in Israel are surrounded by people who would kill them all if they could. I am tired of the word genocide. Let me tell you about genocide. If Israel wanted to commit genocide, they could. They have the capability to do that. They choose not to. Hamas, they would commit genocide in 30 seconds. They just can't. And that's the big difference, folks. Israel is our friend. They're the most reliable friend we have in the Mideast. They're a democracy. Surrounded by people who would cut their throats if they could. This is not a hard choice if you're an American. It's not a hard choice if you're a Christian. A word of warning. If America pulls the plug on Israel, God will pull the plug on us. And we're not going to let that happen. So I just want to end with this thought. That President Trump has stood with Israel at the most difficult time since its founding. October the 7th was an effort to destroy the state of Israel, the largest loss of Jewish life since the Holocaust. And here we are almost 2 years later, and Israel's the bad guy. That's ridiculous. Israel is not the bad guy. They're the good guy.
No, the bad guy is Hamas that Israel founded and funded. And just like you fund Al-Qaeda and ISIS and all the rest of it, and Israel had field hospitals during the takeover of Syria, helping Al-Qaeda and ISIS, and I have you in the Senate admitting that. So we have all that coming up, and we have them trying to rewrite history straight ahead. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones. My fellow patriots, the first thing the globalists and the leftists do when they want to silence you is go after your merchant accounts. Go after your business payment systems. It's that simple. They try to cut off your ability to even receive money or make payments. It's globalist siege. It's globalist economic warfare. It's a globalist blockade, an embargo, sanctions against American populist patriots. For everyone that's been watching and listening to me for years, you've seen the attacks. You've seen the deplatforming. You've seen the court battles, the news articles, the demonization, the bogus default judgments. We even have FBI and CIA operatives on hidden camera talking about how their entire goal was to take me out at the knees by knocking out my ability to accept payments. And that model they used on me, they admit, is for all of you.
Alex Jones.
Yeah, so we were after him.
So with Alex Jones, and the goal with him was what, just to bankrupt him?
Pretty much.
Well, because of First United Payments and your support, they failed. And they failed because I had a processor with a backbone who loves America and believes in the free market, one who stands up for American justice and who didn't back down when they received threatening messages and pressure from other major institutions. If you are a conservative business owner, Google is watching you, Meta, Facebook is watching you, Amazon, all of the major big tech is watching you. If you think for one second that they are not orchestrating and coordinating their efforts behind the scenes to take you offline and out of business and render you harmless to the system and the machine, you are wrong. The question is not if, it's when Stripe, Shopify, PayPal, Square, they're all part of the same big tech machine. Consolidation, vertical integration, that is the goal of the BlackRock globalist system. Because once there's only one central system, they can bring in the universal credit score. This is the key to their entire panopticonic takeover plan, in their own words. The head of BlackRock, Larry Fink, was very clear. Once they have the system in place and they're close, they are going to shut down everybody that isn't part of their system, even people that aren't political. This is about total control. They just got to get to the patriots that are opposing them to get to you. And FirstUnitedPayments.com stands directly in the tyrant's way. My fellow Americans, this is your call to action. Call or email First United Payments now and ask them how you can protect your business against the globalist predatory attacks and shutdowns today. Visit First United Payments now at FirstUnitedPayments.com. And talk to a real human here in the good old U.S. of A by calling toll-free 877-899-1313. That's 877-899-1313. The tyrants are counting on us not to innovate. They're counting on us not to migrate to institutions and organizations that are pro-human just like us. This isn't some new company. I've been using them for almost a decade. They're already taking care of most of the patriots. Whether you're a florist, have a gas station, or you're a farmer, or you've got a little five and dime shop or a factory, whatever it is, online merchants, this is the place for you. These guys are patriots and they're in our corner. They're Americans just like us, and they hate the New World Order with a passion. They believe in the free market, and they understand this is 1776 2.0. 90% of it is information warfare and financial. And this is just as important as the right to self-defense and guns. You've got to be able to have your own business. You've got to be able to operate without these globalist sharks, this mafia shutting you down. And First United Payments is the tip of the spear. Proven warriors, ladies and gentlemen, in this fight. Thank you so much. Now visit FirstUnitedPayments.com right now.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
In Russia, killed Lindsey Graham yesterday. He was there at the weapons factory and then a hotel they got hit. Now we're told he died suddenly, but no evidence.
And now our coming attractions.
It's all coming up now.
I don't know about you, but I'm concerned with what's happening in this world.
We have got to realize we're being conditioned on a mass scale. Start challenging this corporate slave state.
Hey, look, it's Alex Jones.
Whoa. Hey, Alex.
We love you, Alex.
I'm concerned with the structure. I'm concerned with the systems of control. Those that control my life and those that seek to control it even more.
Hey, Libtard, Rachel Maddow called. He wants his shirt back.
You, Alex. Suck my dick.
What a bunch of garbage, liberal, Democrat, conservative, Republican. It's all there to control you, two sides of the same coin.
Two management teams bidding for control, the CEO job of Slavery Incorporated.
Uh-oh, Antifa speed bump. Move, bitch, get out the way.
The truth is out there in front of you, but they lay out this buffet of lies. I'm sick of it, and I'm not going to take a bite out of it. Do you got me? Stand up, and we're going to be human beings. We're going to get fired up about the real things, the things that matter. Create. creativity and the dynamic human spirit that refuses to submit.
I want to break down the new world order!
I want freedom! That's what I want, and that's what Jason wants!
AlexJonesLive.com, because there is a war on for your mind.
Reality starts here. AlexJonesLive.com. Share the link. Spread the word.
You do not help fund the resistance. You sit comfortably. You consume. You watch. You wait for others to fight the battle for you. The dark side has you firmly in its grasp. Every day, you remain on the sidelines. My power grows stronger. Continue believing someone else will save the galaxy. It pleases me greatly.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on The Alex Jones Show.
Iran war dramatically reignites as U.S. launches strikes on key targets in response to attacks on ships in Strait of Hormuz before Tehran opens fire on six American allies. That's all coming up. We are 135 days into this horrible conflict that's designed to embroil us in a total regional war, bare minimum. This is a nightmare scenario predicted by the Pentagon, predicted by myself on March 1st in that special three-hour emergency Saturday show we did. And everybody else out there that said it would all happen and they'd fall and the rest of it, you're on the payroll of Israel. Israel spent $1.3 billion. They admit they passed officially to propagandize domestically. Very dangerous. And they're trying to literally merge the military and intelligence. We got big updates on that coming up. Serious situation beyond being able to overstate it. Now, continuing with Lindsey Graham, Trump calls into Fox today and says, yeah, Lindsey wants to continue these wars, but I didn't. That's interesting because that's Trump basically contradicting Sean Hannity, who, by the way, his teleprompter is written and loaded by Mark Levin. So when you see Sean Hannity, that's Mark Levin on record. So they said, just give him his own show. I mean, Sean Hannity, he's just like a puppet. Oh, hi, I'm Sean Hannity. Yeah, Mark Levin. So here is Trump saying no war. And then you got Hannity saying, oh, Lindsey Graham was a man of peace. He hated war. That's why we've got clips we haven't even gotten to where he's like, I'm sleeping great. I want to kill more people. This is great. I love it. Let's nuke everybody. I already played some of those clips. Let's nuke Gaza. Let's just nuke every man, woman, and child. Nuke, 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 nuke. Parking lot. Oh, turn them Arabs into parking lot. Okay, well, why has our government been secretly funding them and supporting them all these years and putting the radicals in charge so they have an enemy to destroy and then opening our borders and bringing them here? We don't fight them over there to not bring them here. We got 45 times the Muslims in the United States we had before 9/11. You know that? Look it up. That's a low number, by the way. That's a low estimate. Numbers are even worse for Europe. So they got this talking point. Oh, you're critical of Israel dragging us this war. You're with the Muslims. No, I didn't create Hamas. I'm not funding Hamas. Qataris didn't give me a $300 million airplane like they did Trump. And I'm not here trying to bash Trump. We got Mondami, the Democratic Socialist, total communist. Mondami secretly meeting with his people, with the Iranian leadership. I mean, you know, Obama funding the Arab Spring and overthrowing our allies, Egypt, and putting Muslims in charge to blow up hundreds of churches and kill everybody. And then they fought back and kicked them out, thank God. Egypt's our ally. And now Turkey's been our ally compared to all these other people, and now Israel wants to attack them. And Israel supported al-Qaeda taking over Syria. These are facts. I'm not the one putting al-Qaeda in charge of Syria. I'm not Lindsey Graham giving billions of dollars to the Taliban, al-Qaeda, and ISIS. And that's a whole other show we're doing tomorrow. I got the clips right here. I could do, but I want to play the congressional hearings. I got a little bit I'll get to. I want to show you all the numbers, and it's Lindsey Graham's the bagman. Him and McCain before that. And all the photos and video of McCain with the al-Qaeda leaders and trying to have them take over Syria, which they finally did. I don't want to hear from you neocons how I'm with the Muslims. You are. So here's Trump on not wanting war, but Lindsey did. This is what he said today about Lindsey. And then you got Hannity saying, oh, no, he was a peacenik. He rode into Jerusalem on a donkey like Jesus. He's a man of peace. And then that dovetails right into this clip. Now that Lindsey Graham is dead, it's worth remembering he justified American Arab allies funding ISIS because they were fighting the Syrian government, who they're now in charge and murdering the Christians. Still think the Syrian revolution was about deposing a dictator or democracy or a human right? Yeah, that's like I'm for getting rid of Maduro, who gets involved in our elections and ships drugs in, but I said they'll probably put the communist under him in charge because the CIA wanted that, and they did that, and the vice president who actually ran things is even worse than Maduro, literally, according to all the experts we've had on for years before this even happened, is still there, and Rubio's running it, and we're just going to leave it as a dictatorship. They got it, almost have a deal done with the CIA director and Rubio to get rid of the communist leaders, arrest Raul Castro and a few others, and then let the Communist Party under them run Cuba. You think American Cubans want regime change to leave the commies in charge? Have regime change and then have an election. But see, the globalists don't like that. Turned out Israel had a plan to break Iran in three parts and put radicals in charge, just like they created Hamas and put radicals in charge, because they don't want straight dealers that actually want to build a civilization. They don't want any competitors that are successful. It's sabotage. It's like teaching our school kids 2 + 2 = 5 under the left. The globalists, not just Israel, it's all these big power structures, want destabilization. So play Trump and then Hannity, them contradicting each other. And then go right into just a short clip, a little prelude of tomorrow with Lindsey Graham. It's okay because, you know, we're funding ISIS and Al-Qaeda because, you know, they're fighting Assad and they did overthrow him. So here's that clip.
As you just mentioned, he died right after returning to Washington, D.C. from a trip to Ukraine. It was his 10th trip there. He was a strong belief in interventionism.
Trump on CNN.
Staunch
defender
of Israel, staunch advocate for Zelensky. How influential was he with you when it came to foreign policy?
Well, we disagreed a little bit, but overall, you know, I'm a big Israel person. He was certainly that. I wanted to see the war with Ukraine end very quickly. I think he was more into, you know, keeping it going. Frankly, he was very, very militant having to do with that. But I was from the standpoint of 25,000 people dying every month. I didn't like that. And he was a very strong military person. So am I. But I think we used it a little bit differently. We probably had a little bit of a different attitude. But we got along on it. Essentially, we agreed. And essentially, we agreed on almost everything. Where he was.
But, you know, the one narrative that I think that was always false about Lindsey and his critics would often throw at him is that he wanted war. It was just the opposite. I would say in the conversations that we would have that would go deep into the night, especially about, you know, these hot spots like Ukraine. And again, he just got back from Ukraine. He'd been to Ukraine more than any single person in America since the start of that conflict nearly 5 years ago. And he would go, and that is a grueling trip because you fly to Poland, you get on a train for 10 or 12 hours, and then, you know, then you got to work your way back.
By the way, hit pause, back that up 20 seconds. We're doing a timeline on this, and I'm going to do it after the show tonight because I spent hours on this today just getting clips. Too many to even play them all. That's why we're going to do more tomorrow, but I'll have even more then. But I'm giving the exact timelines of Lindsey Graham in the morning yesterday in Kiev is at the drone factory, according to his own post. And then he leaves and does a press conference, and gives a speech, and then does a press interview. Then he reportedly goes back to the hotel, the big NATO hotel. It gets blown up at the same time a bunch of missiles come in and hit the drone base, the drone factory he was at. So we've got those times. We're going to look at those. But according to Hannity, we don't know if this is true, he was flying commercial? That's probably not true. So, because he could have got on a plane and flown back to die last night in D.C. But if it's true, that's why we need to investigate this. And I've been looking. I can't find it. But That's for all of you to go look up and post under the live feed and help me. I can't do all this. And get other clips of his warmongering, other clips of him funding Al-Qaeda and ISIS. Just as I got hundreds of them now, literally, you can always take more. This is a window into how these people operate, and it's a big deal. So if he did leave, we had to find out when the last interviews were. We know when those were. Looks like it was like around noon. He gets on a train that's 12 hours, and then he gets on this airplane that takes 7-8 hours to get back to D.C., then there's no way he gets back and dies last night at like 10:30 or whatever they're saying. And but there's no footage of the ambulance, none of that. So how does he make the train ride, get on the plane, come back, do all this? Now, I know he's gotten in trouble for using government money to go over there. Trump once said on the getting on Marine One, they said, oh, Lindsey's actually undermining you and undermining the Ukraine deal. In fact, let's find that clip for tomorrow. And Trump says, oh, well, that might be illegal. He better watch out. So type in, Trump says Lindsey Graham better watch out undermining his Ukraine policy. He's standing in front of Marine One. I remember the helicopter's going. I played it several times. That was like a year and a half ago. Well, Trump was just right back in, yeah, about a year and a half ago. So I don't know right now, but I'm going to investigate and I'm going to find out. But I need your help, too. You hear the homework, you know, we're giving out here, because I get a lot of the, you know, stuff there when you put the links up. Just do it under the live feed of the show. Go to Real Alex Jones on X. There's a feed to it at AJN Live. Just go to Real Alex Jones. You see the main live feed there at the top. And then just help me there, because I've got the articles, I've got the timestamps, and I've got to just sit down for a few hours and line this all up. And then we've got to find out, was he on a diplomatic plane? Normally a senator wouldn't be. Was this an official trip? We should be able to find out from the State Department pretty quick, because if Hannity's right, I think Hannity's probably just talking out of his ass, though he's big buddies with him, then there's no way he came here and died of a heart attack last night. But again, we'll find out. We're tracking it right now. Let's finish up with Hannity.
As you just mentioned, he died right after returning to Washington, D.C. from a trip to Ukraine. It was his 10th trip there. He was a strong.
But, you know, the one narrative that I think that was.
Let's just hit pause.
About
it's fine. Let's just hit pause. Our computer's just jumping back to the previous clip. Not a big deal. It's live TV. Nobody cares. It's fun. Let's just stop now and relax. Next time it messes up, just kill the clip. We'll cut it out of the live refeed. It's fine. Just kill the clip next time it does that jumping, and then we'll just go to the clip. Here he is on Hannity.
Go, and that is a grueling trip, because you fly to Poland, you get on a train for 10 or 12 hours, and then, you know, then you got to work your way back. And he just got back from one of those trips. We were talking about going to the Middle East together and stopping in Israel and Saudi Arabia. His goal, his dream, his hope was not a forever war in the Middle East. It was just the opposite. If you would listen to the interviews, for people to listen to the interviews that I would have with him, he was constantly talking about a way to thread the needle.
He was constantly foaming at the mouth.
A lasting peace in the region.
We're going to end this war. We're going to nuke him.
Forever, something that
let's go to full war with Russia.
Never experienced, meaning to get Saudi Arabia, to get
2,000 Marines to take Kurd Island. I believe in the Marines.
To MBS. He talked
only took
to all
110,000 to take Iwo Jima.
All these countries in the Middle East, you know, for the purpose of somehow getting them to the state where they recognized it was in everybody's best interest to move forward, hit a reset button, everybody get along, something the region had not experienced ever, and maybe have a 1,000-year peace. And just the opposite of a lot of narratives that have been out there about him. And that kind of frustrated him, and it frustrated me. And so he talked about it more and more and more. And, you know, in these final interviews that I had with him on my TV show, I mean, he would go there. He would talk about it. He talked about it with President Trump. Another little, you know, I don't think people really understand that he was the closest senator by far, Republican senator, to President Trump.
That's enough. Turn it off. By the way, look at that photo. I saw him a few weeks ago. He looked like congestive heart failure, all puffy. The rest of it, he may have gotten back. He may have died. He may have been on a diplomatic flight. We don't know. But you got to look at it, obviously, with these fact sets we have that I'll recap in a moment. He's going to lie in state. They're going to act like it's the second coming of Christ, just like when McCain died. This guy was very unpopular, disgusting person. And I'm just glad that somebody trying to get us all killed no longer can have that capacity to do that. I am not glad that he's dead. I never wish anybody to be dead. But I'm glad that the evil he was committing while he was on this planet is no longer being committed. And it's just that simple. So here's just one clip. And I've got a bunch tomorrow I'm going to get to because we got special guests and big news coming up. Two big guests next hour and more. And we're going to go into Sunday Night Live tonight, 6 o'clock and 7 o'clock hours. So be sure and stay with us with that. And then all the developments of the Iran war going white hot and so much more. But here he is in a Senate hearing back a few years ago. Remember 2 years ago, right before Trump got back in, they overthrew, finally after 16 years trying, the Syrian government, which wasn't perfect, but compared to these guys, were angels. You had all the Muslim minorities, Christian minorities living in total peace, Christmas trees, churches, you know, some of the oldest Christian churches in the world. And they're all been blown up or killed now. And the Muslims just run around killing everybody. I can show you hours of video of the Al-Qaeda just running around killing everybody. And the leader of the country is the former global head of Al-Qaeda. And we're told he's a good guy. We should just support him. So, I mean, I just sit there and watch this. And Lindsey and before him, his cohort, they're both involved. John McCain, I'm just supposed to forget about that and not know that. Sorry, I'm too informed. I am way too informed to go along with that garbage. But the Russians told the U.S. and NATO countries back on May 25th, a month and a half ago, they said, we're going to start hitting all the diplomatic hotels, the military bases, the government centers, and the places your people are at running the weapons. Because the U.S., NATO doesn't even have control of the satellites, the telemetry, the systems that got all this stuff. And Russia said, okay, we're going to start hitting that. And they did. Now they said, we're going to start hitting NATO bases, NATO factories, starting with Poland, where you're massing the weapons and producing them that are bombing Moscow and everything else, and even 4,000 miles away on the Russian coast with Japan, blowing up their Big Bear nuclear bombers, all of it. All of this is provocations to get the Russians as stirred up as possible. It is total and complete megalomaniacal madness, and it's historic. NATO estimates is 2 million casualties. I don't know if that's true. But you got hundreds of thousands of North Korean troops fighting over there now. This is a global war. This is a new world war. And in all the threat actuary escalation ladders, it goes to nuclear war if it continues, because you incrementally ratchet the weapons, the severity. NATO said last year we might sneak attack Russia with a nuclear attack. That's a huge provocation. I am so fundamentally pissed off by how real this is and how dangerous this is. And there is such a massive normalcy bias with so many people that everything's just going to go on like it's always gone on, because that's the way it's been in the 70 plus years of the potential for nuclear Armageddon that gets more extreme every day. And the International Atomic Scientist Group that studies this says we're the closest nuclear war we've ever been. It's not just them, it's the other big think tanks, Rand Corporation, you name it. So that is the reality. But I want to get into a Netanyahu clip coming up when we start the next hour, where he's talking about Graham wanting to always give Israel more money than they even asked for. He says, that doesn't matter now. We're about to not need any U.S. money. He's talking about Section 224 of the National Defense Authorization Act for 2027 that is set to pass. It's out of the committees. It's got to go to the Senate. And it literally merges the Israeli military with everything we've got, their intelligence with us, and says they co-own everything. I mean, it's a coup. It's unbelievable. And right after that passed out of committee a month ago, the Defense Intelligence Agency, our military, its head intelligence agency, said Israel's now the number one highest level threat to our national security because of this. Our own military is like, oh, help, they're taking over, they're merging, they're marrying us, what they call it, a marriage, a synergy, a lifetime synchronization, a merger, an integration. These are all in the bill. In fact, let's pull that up next hour. Section 224 of the 2027 NDAA, the Congress's website, read it for yourself. And they have a Senate bill that's similar on intelligence side that Cotton's sponsoring. We're going to go to break. We're going to come back. We have my son. He's been on the air 13 years since he was 10 years old. And his co-host, Tim Tompkins, very smart guy with the Gray Area Show. He'll be joining us coming up. They've also filled into the American Journal, my show, and more. We're going to be talking about all this and more, the midterms, the SAVE Act, the big fight in the Supreme Court. They've got the knives out on each other. It's all coming up. But before we do that, ladies and gentlemen, bottom line, this broadcast is amplified by you. You can take a 1-watt transmitter for a radio station and maybe it goes a mile. But if you plug it into a 100,000-watt transmitter and put it on a 2,000-foot tower, it goes 200 miles in all directions. You're the amplifiers. You decided the dog hunts. Share the video, share the articles, and support the broadcast. And I only sell you products that are incredible and work. All these products are insanely good. All the supplements are the very best. Our bovine colostrum, our NAD, our Irish sea moss, our Shilajit, our bovine colostrum is the best. It's all insanely good. And we have a flash sale going till tomorrow at midnight. New buy one, get one free. Ultramethylene blue capsules, the very best medical grade. Buy one, get one free. It skips the oxidation process in the cells, cleans out everything. It's a great stimulant, but it's technically not one with no letdown. It is incredible. And you can get ultimate creatine power. We have the highest rated creatine power, private labeled, 50% off. That ends tomorrow night, Monday night at midnight. We also have the highest rated new shower filters that cut out hundreds and hundreds of horrible chemicals that screw right on in seconds. No plumber needed. Take your old shower head off, put this on, and then after you do 180 long showers, you just buy the replacement filter that's $30. This is where you're absorbing it through your skin. You're breathing it in. There's also adapters you can get at Ace Hardware or wherever for your bath faucet. You just get an adapter to a normal shower adapter and put that on for your bath. So important to mitigate these toxins, these gender-bending toxins for yourself, particularly your children. It's not enough to just filter your water. And we've got 60, 70% of them have been sold. We did 5,000 fundraising, America's 250th anniversary coins, with a gorgeous Jerusalem cross with 1776 on it, United States of America, sesquicentennial 250s. On the other side, the American flag, the bald eagle, America's 250, pure troy ounce silver. This coin costs us $67 to mint. It's $117.76, but it's discounted to $99 for all the regular shoppers. For VIPs, it is $69. Did you hear that? By the time they shipped it to our shippers and all that, we lose money on this. $69 for VIPs. The coin costs $67 to make. Do you get why you want to be a VIP? Everybody that's a VIP gets sales on top of sales. It's $30 a month to be a VIP. Instantly, every month when it charges you, you get $40 to spend in the store. So you make 10 bucks right there. Special deal, special offer, special sales. So for VIPs, the coin is at cost. By the time they ship it from Missouri where it's printed and minted and to the warehouse, it's a loss leader probably losing $5 on this with all the shipping and handling and crap. Does it matter? Get it now. It's going to sell out quickly. We need to hire more hosts, more crew. We want to be bigger than InfoWars ever was. The enemy will not stop us, but you have to empower us, and I thank you humbly for your support. I salute you, the spirit of 1776. You are the resistance. You are the Paul Revere's. Take action now. TheAlexShowStore.com. We'll be right back. We got new t-shirts, by the way. It's the Flock Camera. Bigly took 2 years to do this, our great sponsor. I'm not bitching. It's amazing. They got the highest rated. We published the studies, showed it to you, the big third-party testing firms. The highest quality gravity-fed filters cuts out all the thousands of different forever chemicals like atrazine and glyphosate to non-detectable levels, meaning zero, basically. Can't detect it. That's the highest rating with the most beautiful stainless steel. 3-gallon system. You can get the stand if you want to. A lot of people don't even need the stand. Looks great in your kitchen, great at your business, but the most important thing is it cuts all these toxins out. This is the number one thing you should do for your family, for people, your coworkers. This is no more bottled water, no more, you dump swamp water in this, pool water, whatever, it cuts everything out, and it funds the operation. Everybody needs one of these. This is a home run. I am so impressed because I've been bitching it bigly. Like 2 years ago, we started, hey, we need this, here's the ratings, this is the highest thing, I want stainless steel. You can go out and find the company, the manufacturers, I want the highest quality, lowest price. They're selling crap. They don't even have the good filters. This isn't even stainless steel. It's plastic. For more than this, get yours now, thealexjonesstore.com. Commit to yourself to get the poisons out of the water. It's one of the biggest moves you can make to take control of your life, and it funds this operation. Order it now at thealexjonesstore.com. Take action. And there's a big sale that's going to end Sunday night at midnight. And that is Ultimate Life Force, the ultimate spike protein cardiovascular booster for everybody. That is 50% off. Bunch of other deals. They're going to end soon at thealexandthestore.com. Widest selection of Patriot apparel and more. And the live feeds of the show are at thealexandthestore.com as well.
Nice try, globalist. But Alex Jones is still here. And he's not f***ing leaving.